We walk in this thing that we walk by faith and not by sight. We don't know how it's going to come out, but we know all we know is this. At the end, it says that we win. At the end, that we win. At the end, all I know is if we don't give up, that we win. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Good morning. And welcome first Sunday of the brand new 2020 year, the year that we've declared to be the year of the double harvest, that we're sowing seeds of life, the year of the double harvest, that we're sowing seeds of life. My name is Dr. Peter Ely, and I have the opportunity to serve as your pastor of this church. And I'm just so grateful to God for keeping us and keeping us alive. Amen. But God has just been so good to us. He's been better to us than we have been to ourselves. And I'm just grateful, 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 grateful that he's kept us healthy. He's kept us well. Amen. And even in the midst of a pandemic, God knows exactly what's going on. Amen. You know, as we was looking for a new church building, and we had been looking aggressively, and God didn't open up any doors. And I'm like, Lord, what are we going to do? And then here we go. Coronavirus pops back up. See, God knows exactly what he's doing. See, I know it didn't make sense to me at the time. I'm like, Lord, why are we doing this? Lord, why are we going back? Lord, why are we having to go back here? Lord, you see that we're trying to progress, oh God, and things are going forward. But he said, look, I know the plans that I have for you. He says in Jeremiah that I know the plans I have for you, and that's to give you what? Good success. Oh, come on, somebody. He knows what is before us, and he's here to give us good success. And I'm grateful, 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 grateful to all of you all there over there in the Zoom land. Amen. All of you all there in Zoom land, all of you all there in Facebook and YouTube and the various platforms that God allowed us to come on here at the Safe House Church. And I'm just so grateful, grateful, grateful. But we work in with DEA, discipleship, empowerment, and accountability, meaning discipleship, that we're going to teach you guys where we're going to walk with you. We're not just going to throw you to the wolves. We're going to hold your hand. We're going to clean up your boo-boos. But at some point, you're going to grow to the level of what? Empowerment, that you're going to be empowered by the word of God, that you're going to be starting to be able to do some things on your own. And then there comes this point of what? Accountability. Now that you've been empowered, that means that you have things. And as I think Superman once said, it says, with great power, no, is it Spider-Man or one of them said, with great power comes what? Great responsibility. And the power that God puts inside of you comes with accountability. I can't do any and everything that I want to do. I can't go everywhere I want to go. I can't say whatever I want to say. I can't move every time the way I want to move. I can't walk every time the way I want to walk. Why? Because I'm held to a standard, and that standard is God's standard. And because I meet that standard, then he's allowed his power to come inside of me. He allows his power to operate in me. He allows his power to go forth. Amen. Do you not know that's one of the requirements to keep his power? Is that what? We live a holy life. And by living a holy life, then what? It qualifies us, because he qualifies us for the call, but it qualifies us to be able to what? To be able to input his power in us and to walk therein. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. If I had said anything else, I said it right there. Right, this is the year of the double harvest. God laid on our heart earlier on last year, around October, that we talking about harvest, and he said this would be the year of the double harvest. And I'm finding, as God continuously unfolds to me, what does he mean by the double harvest? I know when we hear harvest, we think, oh, yes, that means plentiful. That means we're about to get some things, and we're about to, you know, gain, 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 gain. And I know a lot of us, we look at it that way, and we understand it that way. And I, too, was understanding it that way. So, oh, great, God, that means you're going to pour out all these blessings, and you're going to do this, and you're going to do that. And it doesn't mean that he's not going to do that, amen, but there's a little bit more to it than that. And we're going to dive a little bit deeper into that on today. Would you be so kind right now, hit the share button, hit share, send somebody else this Zoom link, or whatever the case may be. Somebody else needs to hear this word today, that I believe that this word is going to be powerful, that it's going to be breathtaking. In fact, it's going to set the tone for the whole year. Oh, come on, somebody. That it's setting the tone for the whole year for the Safe House Church, what God is calling us to do and what he's calling us to be and how he's calling us to move back. This is the tone setter for the year. So it's important that as many as possible get this message on today. So I ask that you send it out, that you hit the share button, that you copy and paste it. Send it to somebody. Send somebody to our webpage and tell them to click on Live Bible Study, and they can get right into the Zoom. Why? Because this word is going to set your tone for the entire year. It's important that what we start out the year right. And this word here is going to set the tone for what God is having us to do all year long. This is the year of the double harvest. I'm just so grateful to my wife. Amen. I'm just grateful to First Lady Elin. Just God bless you. I'm grateful to my children that God has blessed us with. My mother-in-law who abides here in the home with us. And I'm grateful to the Safe House Church, those members who've been with us from day one. We really do appreciate you. We thank you for being there. We thank you for going through the muck and the mire with us. We thank you for holding on with us. I thank you for when it's not pretty that you've been there. And we're just so grateful. Those who are the pillars and the foundation of the Safe House Church. But without you, I couldn't do it. It's no church if I'm almost just in there always preaching to myself. And I'm grateful for the others that are coming and coming along. And God is just transforming your lives, and you're starting to know them for yourself. You know, my members would tell you that Pastor Ely don't point anybody to himself, but I tell you that you got to know God for yourself, because I can slip up. I can fall. There are members and there's pastors who are falling off the wagon every single day. And I pray, Lord, please don't let me fall. But however, even if I do, that you have the capacity to go forward. That because I messed up, or because I've done something, or because I decided and I made a poor decision, that you don't make that same decision, that you go on and see what the end is going to be. Don't judge your God by based on me. Oh, come on, somebody, because this thing is flesh. And it has a tendency to act up, and I have to make choices just like you do. I continually tell you all the time that life is about choices, and that we continually make choices on each and every day of our lives. And the better the choices we are, the closer we get to him. But sometimes we err in our own way. This is why the Bible says it like this. He said, lean not into your understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Why? Because if I lean into me, then me has flesh, and me having flesh all the way back to Adam and Eve decides that I know better than he does. And see, he's the maker. He's the one who's transformed me. He's the one that's opened up the door. He's the one that's put me here. So therefore, he knows the path that I should take. And therefore, he knows exactly the optimal way that I should go. And if we can lean on to him and understand that what he already knows, even though it seems like we're going through the forest, it seems like we're about to drown, it seems like there's no way out, but he knows the way of escape. And if we can trust and follow him, then he's going to lead us through. Amen. So would you be so kind with me to turn with me to the book of Leviticus? We in the Leviticus priesthood on today. We're going to talk about the book of Leviticus. That's Old Testament for you all who don't know. The first couple of books of the Bible, Leviticus chapter 19 is where we're going. Leviticus chapter 19. I'm going to put it up here on the screen or attempt to for those who may not have it. Amen. Amen. Again, please bring somebody in. Bring somebody in. Let them know that the Safe House Church is on. Amen. There we go. Those who don't have it here, I'm going to zoom in for you. Here, I think you should be able to, hopefully you can see that fairly well where you are. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to start in Leviticus the 19th chapter, and I want to start at verse 9. Leviticus 19 and verse 9. Give you a second to get that. 19 and verse 9. I know some of you are watching on your mobile phone, so that's why you have this thing called the paper Bible, which is the one that we all start out on. There's 66 books. I have this nice one here, this Thompson Chain Reference Bible. Amen. I'm just so grateful. I always have it. You know, we have all these nice electronics, iPads, and all this kind of stuff, computers. But nonetheless, I always make sure that I have the old paper Bible. Amen. Those 66 books, those 66 bullets, that canonized 66 that I have right there. So Leviticus 19 and 9, it says this. And when ye reap the harvest of your land. Now notice here, it's going to be your land. He's given each one of us a territory. Do you not know and realize that you have a territory? We don't sing the songs we just sing because we just want to sing them and they sound cute. But we are empowered by that spoken word to remind us that you have a territory. I have a territory. We, each one of us, have something that's assigned to you. He said, when you reap the harvest of your land, thou shalt not wholly reap the corners of thy field. You're not what? You're going to reap your land. But while you're reaping it, you don't take everything. Leave the corners of the field. He said, leave the corners of the field. Neither shall thou gather the gleanings of thy harvest. What are the gleanings of thy harvest? As you harvest, if you ever been a farmer, you have a harvest. Sometimes when you're getting things, what happens is you leave some stuff behind. You know, in all you're getting, what happens is you leave little pieces of stuff. So say for instance, if you're getting apples off an apple tree, there are going to be some apples that you're going to probably leave behind. Why? Because you're going to drop some of them because your bound is so bountiful. It's so overwhelming. You have so much that you're going to leave some. And what some people do is they go back and they go pick up what they left. They go back and pick up the pieces that they left. They go back and they pick up the pieces that were left behind.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what he's talking about. Thou shalt what? Gather the gleanings of the harvest. Neither shall thou gather the gleanings of the harvest. But watch this. Verse 10. And he said, and thou shalt not glean the vineyard.
Mm-hmm.
Neither shall thou gather every grape of the vineyard. Thou shalt leave them for the poor and strange. I am the Lord your God. For the poor and strange, for I am the Lord your God. So I want to use for a subject today and be before you for a little bit is that they are eating off of me. They are eating off of me. Would you put in the chat for a moment? Would you put on Facebook anywhere? They are eating off of me. Setting the tone for this year. And this whole year, I want to remind you that we have a responsibility that they are eating off of me. Let us pray. Oh, Lord, Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you right now. Lord, we just want to say we thank you. Lord, we thank you for this powerful word, Lord Jesus, that you dropped in our spirit on today. Lord, I thank you, Lord Jesus, for how you watched them and you kept us, oh God. Lord, I ask that this word go forth, oh God, that it sets the tone for the next 366 or 65 days of this year, oh God. Lord Jesus, that we go forth, oh God, Lord Jesus, walking by faith and not by sight, knowing that, Lord Jesus, that we're not our own, oh God, that we've been bought with the price, Lord Jesus, and that price was your blood that was shed on Calvary, oh God. And as we walk forth, oh God, let this word, Lord Jesus, be penetrating, oh God. Let it grab onto the tables of thy heart, oh God. Let it soak, Lord Jesus. Let it be life-changing, Lord, life-provoking and thought-provoking as they go forth throughout the rest of this year. And we ask you to do all these things to others in the powerful name of Jesus, for we know this one thing and we know this to be true, that we walk by faith and not by sight. So as we come in on this morning, and I want to remind you, they are eating off of me. Come on, put that in the chat for me. They are eating off of me. They are eating off of me. So as we look here in the book of Leviticus, we find that the Bible tells them that they have their fields. And as they have their fields, that there are things that God has given them. There are things that God has given you. And from those things that we have, that we are what? To harvest. We harvest off of our talent. You know, I'm a mathematician. I harvest off my talent. I actually feed my family because of my ability to be able to do math and do it well and be able to articulate it well and be able to teach it well. I you know, because what? I get to tutor and I have tutoring services and other people I tutor for. And then I get calls out the blue sometimes for people to come in and ask me to come do these things for them and be able to help their children with math and all this. It is my ability to be able to do this math, my gifting, that my gift has made room for me in many places, my ability to understand data and to be able to transform data and to be able to calculate it and be able to give you answers and be able to inform you, that my gift has made room for me in all of my jobs. And in my gifting, what happens is then what I get to harvest from my gifting. You get to harvest from your gifting. Many of you, God has blessed you. Some of you are songsters. Some of you have things that you can do with your hands. God has given some of you business minds. Some of you have given you the ability to be able to teach and to be able to reach people in ways that they've never been able to be reached before. That God has given some of you this spirit of that you're able to be friends with almost any and everybody, and you're able to help them, and you're able to do things. You're able to see things on the computer. You're able to transform things. You're able to do videos and do this and do that. All these things you don't take for granted, but these are things that God has given you as your sickle. We talked about that sickle on New Year's night, that the Bible said that in Revelation that they would take the sickle and they would glean the field with the sickle. What is your sickle? Your sickle is your talent. Oh, come on, somebody. The thing that God has blessed you to be able to do, the thing that you do for free, the thing that God has used you and opened up doors for you and made way for you and made way for you and your family that you do. Some of you are so immensely talented that you don't even realize how talented you are. Why? Because you take for granted everything that you do. You take for granted your ability to be able to articulate these things. You take for granted your thing to be able to lift this. You take for granted being able to look at this situation and look at that thing and be able to make a sound decision. You take for granted being able to put these colors together. You take for granted being able to sing the way you sing. You take for granted to be able to talk to people and they be able to calm down. You take for granted how God has opened up all these different doors for you. You take for granted. Why? Because it's easy for you. But what is easy for you is really, really, really hard for somebody else. And because it's really hard for somebody else, then what they glean from you, that they get to what they eat off of you. What do you mean, Pastor? I mean that some people get what they get because they are connected to you. That some people have what they have is because they're connected to you. That you do not reap everything from your field, but you leave something behind for somebody else. The Bible tells us here that he told them to what? They are to reap their fields, but to leave the corners. Don't go back and re-glean it again. Don't go back and pick up the things that you dropped. Why? Because I've given you more than enough. That when, in fact, what you're getting is a double harvest. Oh, come on, somebody. That what you're getting is a double harvest because I allowed you to harvest the field one time. I allowed you to use your talent and the things that I've given you to be able to what? To harvest this field. But now who comes behind you is the second harvest that somebody else gets to eat off of you. So I'm reminded what we do, brothers and sisters, that it's not about us, that me getting up every morning praying, that you getting up every morning praying, it's not about you, but it's somebody else who's going to eat off our field. It's going to be a poor one that's going to eat off our field. That is going to be a stranger who's going to eat off our field, and they are going forward because of you. But let me remind you of who you are. Would you turn with me to Deuteronomy 31? 31 and 8, it's a quick verse, I'm not going to put it, but Deuteronomy 31 and 8, and it says this, and the Lord, he it is that do go before thee. He would be with thee. Mm-hmm. He would not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, and neither be dismayed. Well, Pastor, why did you read that? Just like we people are eating off of us. How do we eat? We eat off of him. This is why we call him Jehovah Jireh, that he is our provider. So what? Watch this. He said that a good man's steps are ordered by him, which means that what? As God, woo, come on somebody, I'm about to drop this thing. As God goes forward and he tells us that what? We are to what? Follow him. If you are following him, what happens is as we follow him, he comes in and he reaps a harvest. He leaves things behind for you and I. And the things that he leaves behind for you and I are the blessings of God. And the blessings of God are yay and amen. And they are so big and so bountiful that you and I cannot hold it. The Bible says like this. He said, but yet when he would pour out a blessing that you don't have room to receive, which means that it's so much that you can't carry it all. But since I'm walking with him, and since I'm chasing after him, and since I'm walking the way he's telling me to walk, and I'm going the way that he's telling me to go, and I'm moving the way he's telling me to move, and I'm walking and I'm talking and I'm going through this thing, and I find myself in this place, and he said that I'm never going to leave you. I'm not going to forsake you. That I'm not brought you this far to leave you. So if you would just follow me, if you would keep my commandments, if you would do my way, that I'm telling you that what? There's somebody who's going to live because you exist. And as I walk, there's bountiful blessings that are drops because God drops them and I cannot pick them all up. In fact, he tells me not to pick them up because what happens is I'm leaving a bread trail crumb for somebody else. I'm leaving it for that poor in spirit. The Bible said, blessed are the poor in spirit, for what? Theirs is the kingdom of God. Meaning that what? They can have all the riches of the world. They can have all this money. They can have all these things, but they are poor in spirit. That they don't have any peace. That their mind is driving them crazy. They want to jump off a bridge and they want to do all these kind of things. And we look at them and we envy their life. And we look at them and we say, Lord, if I just had this, then Lord, if I just had that, Lord, if you could just do this, and we sit back and we envy, not realizing that they envy us, not realizing that they know that we're walking by faith and not by sight. So, Lord, I don't see you, but what I do see is that the blessing you drop right there before me. What I do see, Lord, is you drop another one for me right here. And as I pick up, Lord, the pieces, I start to drop them because it's so much. much in this harvest. It's so much in this harvest that I am dropping pieces. And the pieces that I drop are for the people who are following me. It's the ones who don't say nothing. It's the ones who ask you to pray for. It's the ones who are silent on Facebook. It's the ones who are reading your posts. It's the ones who are looking at you. The ones who see that you've been overlooked. The ones who see that you've been mistreated. It's the ones who know what's happening to you. And they are looking to see how you react to what God has done. Woo! Hallelujah. Woo! Y'all, I'm so full, y'all. I can't give it to you. I can't give it to you. But if you hear what I'm telling you, this is the double harvest. It's not what you thought it was. It's not what I thought it was. But God has been unfolding this thing to me. So what is he telling us? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. What is he telling us, church? This is what he's telling us. Simple as this. Number one, you asked to be used. See, being used is not pretty. When I think about a used car, when I go to it and buy a used car, that used car has what? It probably has some scratches on it. It has some things that has been traveled a little bit. It has some weight on it. It has some miles on it. Oh, come on, somebody. Yes, but this is the thing about a used car. A used car does what? It typically holds its value. And we've asked and God said, God, use me as that servant. Lord, I want to be used, Lord. You said, wait on the Lord, Lord. You said, Lord, I want to be used. Well, I'm here to tell you today that you being used is not a pretty situation. You being used is not going to make you famous. You being used is not going to make you popular. You being used, in fact, what it's going to do is going to make you be abused. Oh, come on, somebody. It's going to make you over downtrodden. It's going to make you look bad. But you got to remind yourself that you being used or what? That you are just gleaming from the field. And they exist because of you. Hallelujah. So point number one, if you're going to be used, think about it. You're going to be worn. You're going to be tattered. It's not pretty. So for my note takers today, number one, you're going to be used. If they're eating off of you, yes, they're using you. And know that you're being used. And understand that you're being used. And the quicker that you accept that you're being used, the better off you're going to be. Because the Bible says it like this. He said, promotion doesn't come from the east or the west or the north or the south, but promotion comes from God. So when God gets ready for you to move, when he gets ready to take you up, when he gets ready to remove you, then he will remove you. But until then, we have to do what? Be used. Be used, baby. Be the best used car that we got. Be the best one. It means nothing for that brand new car to look good and it cannot run. The whole point of the car is to be driven. It's to be used. And being used is not pretty. Safe House Church, this work we're doing is not pretty. No, I'm not going to be famous doing this work. In fact, I'm going to probably be even more ridiculed. And you are too, but we do the work as unto who? God. Because as he walks, he said that what? In Deuteronomy 31, that he would go before us. And since he's going before us, what happens is that we're what? We're gleaming from the harvest that he's left for us. See, the field that I have, he gave it to me. And he told me to reap the field I got. And in fact, what I do is what I don't take all of my field, but some of that field that's left is what? For somebody else to eat off of us. Somebody else is eating off of us. And it's my job to stay still and go forward. Number two, if I had a second point for you today, it is, well, let me remind you this. It is our job to make them look good. Woo! I know that's hard right there. It's hard for me too. It is our job, saints, to make them look good. What do you mean? When I see the poor in heart, when I see the poor in spirit, when I see the stranger, the Bible tells us that when, don't be what he said, be careful how you entertain strangers because you may be entertaining an angel. So it's my job to do what? To entertain. Mm-hmm. And to bless them. Oh, come on, somebody. That what I am to make them look good. I know, don't worry about it. You're not going to get credit for it. Go ahead and put it in your head. You're not getting credit for it. And you got to remind yourself that what? If you get credit for it on this side, see, people don't like this kind of talk. This is when they get off, when you start to tell them. But those who are willing to hold on, those who are willing to stay still, those who are willing to push through the muck and the mire and the clay, I'm here to tell you today, it's God who gives the harvest. And in fact, what looks like we're eating off of them is, in fact, they are eating off of us. The double harvest. They exist because you exist. Let you leave and find out what happens. Let you leave and find out what happens. Yes, you might be unappreciated, even here in the church. But let them leave and let them find out what happens. The double harvest. Why? Because as you harvest, they come and they harvest behind you. They live behind you. They go forward, what? Behind you. Are y'all with me on today? Am I making sense to you? This is why you're having a hard time. It's how we think about it. See, I've been messed up for a while, saints. I've been going through some stuff the last 6 to 8 months. And I'm like, Lord, what is going on? And he had reminded me, Peter, you don't work for them. You work for me. And since you work for me, I have what some criteria that I want you to meet. Because they are sustained because of who you are. And you are sustained because of who I am. It's not about me, but it's about you and we being used to his service. So it's my job to make them look good. Number two, it is my job to make them look good. Whether they ever give me credit or not. I know that's a tough thing. This is why we sung this morning. Lord, I gotta trust you. Lord, I trust you despite what I see and what I don't see. Despite what's happened, Lord, I trust you. And this is why we got to remind ourselves, Lord, whatever's going on, I trust you. Lord, they did it. Lord, I trust you. Lord, they said, but Lord, I trust. But Lord, I trust you. How many of you trust him? How many of us trust him? How many of us trust him? Delay doesn't mean denial. But maybe he's just delaying this thing to set it up so that way you can feed somebody else. See, watch this. The bigger the harvest, the more you leave behind. See, the bigger the harvest, the more you're going to leave behind because you cannot carry it all. You've gotten your fill. Don't be greedy. So this is what he tells you. Look, if you keep leaving more behind, what happens is they start to look like you. Did you catch that? The more you leave behind, the more they start to look like you. Why? Because they're eating the same thing that you're eating. Uh-huh. They're harvesting the same thing that you're harvesting. And the Bible says it like this. You know, whatever a man thinketh, so is he. So their thoughts are changing. Why? Because you're leaving good thoughts. Their outview is changing because you're leaving good outview. It starts with you, and you start with him. So therefore, there's a line of progression that said, God will give me the desires of my heart, which means that he told me what to desire. And now that I desire this, they only can get what I left behind. And what I leave behind is the desires of God. Oh, are y'all getting this morning? Are y'all with me this morning? I'm pouring my heart out to you, church. I can't say it no more than what I'm saying. I can't even get through the sermon almost. I'm just so full. But we're setting the tone for the year, y'all. I promise you, you're going to be able to come back and testify. Watch this. You're going to contact me, and I'm going to allow you to testify live on our broadcast. You're going to tell me that you're going to remember this message we preached, and I don't know when it's going to happen for you, but you're going to be able to come back, and you're going to say, Pastor Eli, I remember you preached the double harvest. You laid the foundation there for the beginning of the year that it was not about us. This is why it says double harvest, sowing seeds of life. Somebody else is going to have life because you decided not to reap the harvest of the corners. The corners, because they're watching your life. Why do you think they follow you? Because they get life. Did you catch that? They follow you because they get life. It's the seeds that you leave on the ground. Come on, somebody. Help me preach this thing. It's the seeds that are being left behind. The Bible said that some of these seeds, what? Fall on good ground. Some of them fall on bad ground. But some of them, what? It's what? He said one planteth, one water, but it's who? He that gives the increase. So my job is to keep walking. to keep going. And I know it don't look like I got a lot physically. In fact, it looks like I have very little. But with this little spirit I got, that you know what? Every time they try to decide they want to try to get rid of me, they can't do it because God won't allow them to do it because they just don't. It's something about it. They don't know what it is, but I know what it is. It's because I'm the lifeline, baby. And if you cut me, you cut yourself. Because the Bible said that when he goes before us, he goes before us. He goes before us in Deuteronomy 31. He said, then what? Do not be in despair. So what? They gonna shine. Let them shine. It's your job to let them shine. It's your job to go for. It's your job to do that. And why? Because I don't work for them. Jehovah Jireh is my provider. And in doing this, what happens is, watch this, watch this. This is the part that really messed me up, y'all. Watch this. It's too soon. No. I said, watch this. What it does is, it humbles you. Woo! It humbles you to know that you have the ability to run the ship, but they made you the first mate. Oh, come on. Woo! Did you catch that? It humbles you to know that you could be the captain of the ship, but yet they put the mop in your hand. Mm-hmm. See, God has a way. And all he's asking us to do is what? To trust the process. I'm not here to tell y'all it's easy. No, it's not. It's not easy playing second fiddle when you know you should be playing first. But God has a way to look. If you're not there upholding the hands. See, there was a story in the Bible that said, as long as Moses had his hands up, the children of Israel was going forward. And the moment that he started to drop his hands, they lost the battle. Well, I'm here to tell you today, in the middle of a pandemic, you are holding up your leader's hands. They don't even realize it. They don't even know that you are holding up their hands. And if you get weary, the Bible said, be not weary in well-doing. For you what? You shall what? Reap if you faint not. Whatever a man soweth, that shall he reap. So reaping time is coming, but he tells us what? To reap the corners. Why? So somebody else can get something else. So what am I doing? I am pouring life into somebody else. I'm giving somebody else hope. There's somebody who's watching this broadcast today who probably never said anything that's getting hope from this thing right now. Realizing, Lord, I've been thinking about this thing wrong all the time. And I'm not sitting here telling you it's not going to be a struggle. You're going to have your days. I struggle too. But it was going to remind you that I've been thinking about this wrong the whole time, oh God. That Lord Jesus, that they are eating because I eat off of you. They are walking because I walk off of you. And Lord, just because they have this, you said they're poor in spirit. For theirs is the kingdom of God. Meaning that what? There is spirit, that your love, your kindness, your power, your anointing, oh God, that you want to pour in them and you're going to use, watch this, you're going to use me to do it. Little old me, little me pushing the broom, little me washing the car, little me that's opening up and doing the grocery, little old me that's scrubbing the toilets, little old me that's getting ridiculed, little old me that's being looked over, because you said it like this, that which was the last shall be the first. If you'll trust them. I remember the story. There was Joseph who was in the hole. He was sold into slavery. It was Joseph who was thrown into prison falsely. But when the great day came, oh God, it was his gift that they wanted, oh God. They needed him. And what did you do, oh God? You turned it around and it worked in his favor. It was Daniel, oh God, that you opened up the door for, that when they wanted to destroy him, oh God, you didn't let the enemy do it. You shut the enemy's mouth. And when it came time, the very trap that they set for him, they fell into it and they were devoured. I'm here to tell you that if I can't tell you, if I don't get to preach to you not one other time this whole year, I'm telling you that we got to watch the harvest and leave it for somebody else. You have enough. You want to have more. See, do you not know that we have this thought process of scarcity? And what scarcity says is that when I get something, I get it and I hold on to it. I don't share it. I don't give it to anybody else. I don't even let nobody else know I got it. Why? Because I'm so scared that I'm not going to get any more. That's what scarcity does. That's what the spirit of scarcity does. But we don't work in the spirit of scarcity. We work in the spirit of abundance and more than enough. We have more than enough. We have over and beyond For what the Bible said that what men shall give into our bosom, which means that they will give up, walk up to us. They'll give us jobs and things that we didn't earn. That we will get situations that the Bible said that we will get houses that we didn't even build, fields that we didn't even plant. Where do you think that comes from? Because see, when you was gleaming the field and you were leaving some behind, you didn't know you were leaving some behind for the next Steve Jobs. You didn't know you were leaving some behind for the next Warren Buffett. You didn't know you were leaving some behind for the next Donald Trump. You didn't know, and God touched their hearts. And the Bible says he holds the king's heart in his hand and he turns it which ever way he may. You don't know who's down today and who's going to be up tomorrow. You don't know who's walking beside you right now, what God is about to do for them in 2022, and he has you connected. Woo! Y'all don't feel it for me. Well, y'all look at me in my church this morning. We'll be, woo! Hallelujah. See, so you're looking at it wrong. You're looking at it wrong. It's your job to make them look good. Because people who know, people who are really in the know, they know. The people who are really in the know that they don't know what they're doing. They know they didn't get there by themselves. I heard it famously said, I got this from T.D. Jakes, I don't think he made it up. But he said that if you are in the field and you see a turtle on a fence post, if you see out in the field and you see a turtle on a fence post, what do you know? You know that that turtle did not get there by himself. Because turtles don't climb fence posts. Oh, come on, somebody. So some of us, we look and we see this turtle on this fence post. Just remind yourself, that turtle did not get there by itself. So when you will get your just due, you will get your just due. God is not marked. But whatever man soweth, that shall he reap. We just got to hold on. And it's tough for me, y'all. You all are my accountability partners. Because I can't come in here and preach this and not live this. That would be a hypocritical lifestyle. So I live everything I preach. In fact, I probably lived before I got to preach it. This is why I get to preach it so passionately. Why? Because I'm talking about something that I have lived and that I continue to endure, that I continue to go through. Why? Because look. You can tell when somebody's trying to tell you to do something that they have never done themselves. You can smell it on them. It's an authenticity about it. It's a feel about it. It's an anointing about it. But when the Bible said when the anointing comes and it destroys the yoke, it's that way. It's in the wine press that we get the grape juice. It's when you being impressed and when you getting shaken and when you getting pulled and when you getting proud and when you getting moved. Is when you are made. This is when we find out what you're made of. Because why? Under the pressure, it comes out. So under pressure, who are you? Under pressure, who are you? Do we find out who you are? Do we find out that you're full of bitterness and strife and envy and jealousy and all this? Or do we find out that you're full of love and passion and long-suffering and you display all the fruits of the Spirit? None of us do. But we're striving to work towards that. Oh, let me get on out of here. Let me give you my last point. Number three, for those who are taking notes, I'm sorry, y'all. I'm just so full this morning. It's the first Sunday of the year, 2022, the year of the double harvest. It says this. You have more to give. Number three, you have more to give. If you think you gave it, you got some more. If you think you got that, nope, you got a little more. There's always a little bit more for you to give. You said, no, Pastor, I've given all I had. No, you haven't. Why? Because, this is how I know it's more for you to give, and you're not thinking about it correctly. You're not looking at it correctly. You don't have yourself tapped into the right tap. Because we serve a God who is what? Boundless, infinite, has all, knows all, see all. Has it, hey, what it said, they count on 1,000 hills. And when you say you're out, that tells me one thing, that you are not tapped into him. Did you catch that? It tells me one thing, that you are not tapped into him. Why? Because if you are tapped into him, what you realize is that I have an unlimited resource in my Father, that he is my provider. And because he is my provider, I have an unlimited resource. So as I reach out, Lord, and I've given all that I have to give, what does? He pour more into me. See, there's no need for me to give you more when you don't use what you got. Did you catch that? Look, it's no more for me to give you more, and you ain't use what you got. So many of us have been asking God, enlarge my territory. There's nothing else to put in your territory. You haven't used what you got. So why am I going to continue to fill your car with gas, and you ain't drove out the gas you got? See, some of us asking for more, and we asking for better, but we ain't use what we have. The year of the double harvest. What are you using your sickle to get? What are you harvesting? What are you using your talents, gifts for? What are you using them for? Are lives being transformed because of the work that you do? No, you're not. Don't look for credit. You are not going to get credit for it. In fact, expect not to get credit for it. But you do it, and God knows. God has a watchman there. He has somebody who's watching. He has somebody who sees. He has somebody who's taking notes. He has somebody that says, nope, that won't write. But why? I'm going to see what they do. He has a Job over there that said, Lord, you've done this, oh God. Lord, you took this, Lord. Lord, you allowed my daughters to be dead, oh God. You allowed my wife to curse me and told me to go ahead and die, Lord. And Lord, why do you slay me, oh God? And Lord, I've done you. Because what the devil tried to remind God said that Job is only serving you, Lord Jesus, for what you gave him. And God has said, no, let me take my hand away from him, Satan, because I'm going to remind you and show you who I am. That he tapped into me, no matter what is going on, that he has tapped into me, that I know where he stands. He doesn't just do this because I am there, because he just does it because I'm doing things for him, but he does it because he truly loves me. He respects me. And whether he gets any credit for it or not, whether he gets any glory for it or not, that he's going to be here. Yes, it's going to be times that he's going to curse my name. Yes, there's going to be times he's going to want to throw in the towel. Yes, there's going to be times he's going to say to hell with all of it. But you know what? Nonetheless, he's going to hold on. And I'm reminding you today, church, that we're going to hold on. Yes, there's a pandemic. Lord, I don't know how this is going to work. No, we don't have a building, Lord. No, we don't have this. No, y'all being treated this way. Lord, I feel like I'm being stepped on. Lord, I don't know about this. Lord, I'm having problems over here. Yes, I'm having problems out of my body. Yes, I'm worried about this and we're worried about that. But nonetheless, oh God, I'm going to work this work. I'm going to use the talent that you gave me. I'm going to take my sickle and I'm going to gleam. And I'm going to leave the corners of my life. And what I mean by the leaving the gleam in the corners of my life, that somebody's going to watch what I've been going through. Woo! See, this is that double harvest. They're going to watch what I've been going through and they're going to gain hope. They're going to watch what I've been doing and they're going to gain inspiration. They're going to watch what I do and say, it's got to be something about that God he served. Because there's no way in God's earth I would endure. There's no way in God's earth I would have made it. There's no way in God's earth I had a sick child. There's no way in God's earth I could take care of this and a mother-in-law. There's no way in God's earth I could drive this far and I could do this thing. And there's no way in God's earth I could work 60 and 80 hours. I'm talking about some of you all. I ain't talking about me. That all the things that you do and yet you keep your mind insane. Yet you keep your mind focused on him because you understand that Jehovah Jireh is your provider. You understand the double harvest and you understand that somebody else is eating off of me. And therefore, he's blessed me. He's opened up doors for me. And he's strengthened me. And he's given me the strength that I need. The Bible says it like this, that he said what? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So the strength that I have comes from him, and he strengthened me to be able to walk. He strengthened me to be able to talk. He strengthened me. Why? It's not my power. If I can just get that in our heads, that it's not our power. It's not our fight. That this battle belongs to God. It belongs to God. This is why he said vengeance is his. Why? Because it's his battle and not yours. So he's the one that's been avenged against. But we are just being what? Used. Because this is what we said we wanted to do. He said it's our reasonable service, right? To live a life that's holy and acceptable and pleasing unto God, which is our reasonable service. That's the least you can do because I'm going to look out for you. Yes, you've been going through it. Yes, you've been tattered. Yes, you've been beat up. Some of you have been in this thing for a while. But I'm here to tell you today. This year, January 2nd, 2022, let's have a mind shift. He said, be ye transformed by what? The renewing of your mind. That means that it has to be a mind shift in how you think in 2022. That what? There's a double harvest. You always got to think, everything that I do, there's somebody behind me who's going to eat. There's somebody behind me. And if I poop crap, then they're going to eat crap. But if I leave good stuff, then they're going to eat good stuff. So think about somebody else other than yourself. Woo! Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, God. I didn't know it was going to be like this today. Lord, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So what is he saying to you, Pastor? Be of good cheer. Be of good cheer. We got to trust the process. I know it's critical. It's tough. But somebody else is living off your scraps. Those things that you've thrown away. There's somebody else who's living off your scraps. Those things that, you know, I just can't make it another day. There's somebody who's going to gain inspiration off of the things that you threw away. The things that you dropped. Uh-huh. Because, see, we live off the things, what the Bible says like this. It says, watch this. It says, that man shall not live by what? Bread alone. But every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. So I have to follow him. Because I'm hungry and I'm giving away everything that I have. So if I'm in connection with him and I'm living off his every word, then when he drops a word to me, I get my portion and I left some for you. Because you don't know him like I know him. See, y'all got to remember, we're dealing with people who are unsaved. We're dealing with people who don't know him like this. So what are they doing? They're learning from us. You know, I've heard somebody told me one time, a long time ago, and I don't know who it was, and I'm going to be done. Said that, you know what, Peter? Sometimes you might be the only Bible that somebody might see. You might be the only Bible that somebody else may read. And therefore, I realized that what I am my brother's keeper. Yes, I am. And this life is going to require me, what, to have some sacrifice and discipline in this. This is how we're going to get over. This is how we're going to make it through. Why? Because we're going to have sacrifice and discipline in our lives. And this is what? It is a humbling, and it requires what? Self-sacrifice. When you harness the field, watch this. It requires self-sacrifice. This is the last part. It is humbling, and it requires self-sacrifice when you can harvest, because you have the ability. You have the ability to run the whole place. You have the ability to run the ship. You have the ability to take it all. But watch this. You intentionally. How many, you know, we sing that song that said we serve an intentional God. If God is intentional towards us, what much more are we intentional towards his people? Do y'all not know the songs that we sung today? They were intentionally picked. I intentionally picked every one of them. That wasn't just a random iTunes thing. I was very intentional because we serve a God who's very strategic in everything that he do. We serve a God who's very strategic, that he lays out. The Bible says, well, like this in Jeremiah, what he said, I know what plans that I have towards you. And those plans are what? To give you what? Prosper you and give you good success, which means that he's intentional. He says in Habakkuk, he said, write the vision and make it plain. He said, don't it tarry, wait on it. That way it should speak and it's not going to die. It's going to come to pass. But what do we got to do? We got to be able to walk intentionally and leave harvest behind for others, for them to eat. For he said, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. Are you leaving them the kingdom today? Are you reaping? And are you intentionally leaving stuff behind for others behind you? Are you intentionally leaving stuff behind for your loved ones, for those who work with you, those who interact with you, those who see you in the streets? Are you intentionally leaving things behind? Why? Because it's not about you, but it's about him. And he said that way, in all our ways, that he will what? Direct our paths. I don't know about you all, but in this year, I want us to know that God got us. And we're going forward. And he's going to help us. And this is going to be our year of the double harvest. Hallelujah. God bless you all. I love you all. I hope that this message has been a blessing to you as we have set the tone for the year of the Safe House Church, that we're walking in the year of the double harvest, that we're sowing seeds of life that someone else is going to eat, because we're going to do our job and we're going to work and we're going to be very intentional about the things that we do. We know what we're doing. Things just don't happen, but we serve an intentional God, but he's intentional. Are you intentional towards him today? If there's someone who does not know God and the power of his might, if you desire to be baptized, I ask that you give us a call here at church. We'll be more than glad to baptize you. We'll be more than glad to put you down in that beautiful name of Jesus Christ. For it's Jesus that we serve. It's Jesus that we love. It's Jesus whom we go after. It's Jesus whom we chase. We are just God chasers. You don't know, if you put your hand up right now and we are praying, Oh, Lord, Heavenly Father, Lord, as we come to you right now, Lord, I ask that you look upon your people. Touch them, Lord. Secure them, oh God. Love on them, oh God. Bless them, oh God, like only you can. Lord, you see what they're going through, Lord. You see the intentionality in your life, oh God. How you set them up, Lord, to know what they're going through. The people who need to call to be, Lord. We know others are lying. Some have failed, oh God, but Lord, we intentionally towards you. Lord, we don't think this is by circumstance or by accident on today, oh God, but you did this, oh God. We allow your word to go forth, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, and we love you, and we praise your name, Lord. We give your name all the honor and all the praise, the glory, the power, Lord, for it belongs to you and you alone. For we dare not touch that glory, but we honor you in this place. But we know this one thing, and we know this to be true, that we walk by faith and not by sight. Are you happy in Jesus today, y'all? I'm spent. I gave y'all all I had. Why I give you all I have? Because I know he's going to fill me again. That what I reap from him on early this morning, what I reap from him on last week, what I reap from him in the weeks and the days prior to come, that I gave to you today. And you reap from this, and you're able to give it to somebody else. He's intentional. If you'll be so kind, would you be a blessing to me at the Safe House Church? That here, everything we do here, what? Is our offering that we give to our God, amen. We ask that you bless them. We're using Cash App. So those who give off Cash App, there's the Safe House, there's $ Safe House Church, GSO. Again, it's $ Safe House Church, GSO. Or you can go paypal.me/ministry aid. Again, that's paypal.me/ministry aid. Or if you snail mail, then that's P.O. Box 862, Summerfield, North Carolina, 27358. That's Finding Fish Ministries, P.O. Box 862, Summerfield, North Carolina, 27358. God bless you all. We love you all. I ask that you be a blessing to us as we be a blessing to those around us. Amen. Also, I want to remind you, our women have their Bible study each and every Monday night. The Women at the Well, amen. This is where our ladies ministry, where they get together and they just talk about the good things of God and they spend time with one another and love one another and grow. This is where you get empowered. That here, this morning, this is inspiration, but you grow in those groups. You grow when you're with the other women. You grow and you learn and you're able to ask questions and do things. So this is very, very important to what we do. And we ask that you get the opportunity that you go there. God bless you all. I'm just so full, y'all. I'm spent. My shirt is soaking wet. I'm done. I probably will go ahead and maybe sleep for hours. So y'all have gotten all of me today. Amen. I'm just grateful. I'm grateful. But I hope it didn't fall on deaf ears, that you found what I said today, that it'd be life-changing, that it'd be thought-provoking, that it'd be transforming of your mind, that your mind be ye transformed from this on this day. God bless you all. I love you all. If you're ever in the vicinity of the Greensboro area, please come by. Visit us at the Safe House Church. Also, we will continue our morning prayers Monday through Friday. We have prayer at 6 a.m. Monday through Friday. We pray every day during the week, Monday through Friday, for about 6 to 6:30, amen, that we'll be there praying. So we'll be there bright and early on tomorrow morning, just giving God's name the praise, and we honor him in the beginning of our day. So you all, I love you all. God bless you all. Continue to pray for me as I pray for you. We got, you know, our sick and shut in, those who, some of those who've been suffering with COVID, those who've been exposed to it. You know, I'm finding out more and more every day how many times, you know, I've been exposed and yet God has kept me. Oh, come on, somebody. You know, I found out just on last night, I got exposed a bunch over the last couple of days because a number of my folk, you know, they didn't came down with this stuff again. But you know what? God allowed my family and I and my mother-in-law, and we walked away with nothing. That's a blessing. Because, look, we don't see this thing. This is why we're walking by faith and not by sight. We can do everything. We can take all the precautions, and we did. But yet, you know what? God has protected us, and he's going to protect you, too. And even if you get it, he's going to allow you to see through. All right? God bless you all. Love you all. You take care. Pastor Ely loves you all. First of the year. You ain't seen this? Go back and watch. Go on Facebook and watch it again. Go on YouTube and watch it again. It's there for you in its entirety. God bless you all. Love you all. See you all next week. On Wednesday, we will have our Bible study. So we look forward to our Bible study as we move towards our counseling model. And we're talking about that, and we'll go more into that on that. Because now is what? Time for us to give what? That harvest. God bless you. Love you. Take care. Bye-bye. Thank you.